Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, January the 20th. I'm your host, Lisa M. Saunders, coming to you live from Baltimore, Maryland. This broadcast is being sponsored by Masterminds LLC, inspiring and empowering people to achieve a greater destiny. Once again, we have another very, very special show for you this evening, and I am so pleased to once again having co-hosting with me Miss Angel Kangalee, who is the proud and very successful owner of Angels in Disguises Foundation, Incorporated, which is a nonprofit organization that helps to raise money to assist women and children with HIV/AIDS in Africa. Hi, Angel. How are you this evening?
I'm great, Lisa. How are you?
Girl, I'm good. I'm good. I'm just excited on this Martin Luther King Day to be able to share with everybody our little message for this evening.
Yes, I am too.
We are super excited about our show and the topic this evening, which is Push Until Something Happens, P-U-S-H, PUSH. And the acronym, again, is Push Until Something Happens. Next week, you will want to tune in as we speak with Olympian medalist Sanjay Iyer. Sanjay will join us and share his journey on growing up in Kingston, Jamaica, and moving to the United States to becoming an Olympian medalist, and then going on to owning his own business, which is right here in Maryland, so you won't want to miss that. To receive this broadcast as a podcast, please go to the iTunes store, click on podcast, and type in A Date with Destiny, and follow us on Twitter at Lyse, L-Y-S-E-101. That's Lyse, L-Y-S-E-101. You can also send me a message through this site if you would like to become a sponsor or to get more exposure for your literary work or business. You can send a message through my Facebook page, facebook.com/ A Date with Destiny 101, or you can leave a message via my website, info@yourdestinyawaits.net. So, Miss Angel Kangalee, here we are again.
Yes, yes. I am so happy to be here. Hi, listeners.
Well, you know what? This is an exciting week because this is our birthday week.
It sure is.
Someone that I know happens to have a birthday tomorrow, and her name is Miss Angel Kangalee. So,
Yay! Happy
birthday, Miss Angel Kangalee.
Thank you. Wait a minute. Here we go.
We have to do it right. Happy birthday. Uh-oh. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Give her an applause. So, yes, this is the first day. You're welcome of the Aquarian zodiac sign. So now we're entering into that whole month of the Aquarius. So that's pretty exciting.
Yes.
If y'all don't know, you better ask somebody. Okay. So now that we got that out of the way, and introducing you tonight, I left off our very new exciting business venture. And I would love it if you would just briefly take a moment to expound upon that, because we're just excited about it, and I want you to share it with our listeners, please.
Okay, I'll be glad to. So
We are so excited. We have, Lisa and I have a healing business that we are partnering in, and it's called Phoenix Alternative Healing. And listeners, I must tell you, the logo, just the image itself, if you just stare at it long enough, it's just going to do something to you. It's going to feel like you. It's just something like just soothe the soul or something. I don't know. So I'm telling you. But we're really excited about it because we just feel like that God has just placed something on our hearts where we can do this, you know, collectively together just to empower people. One, to allow people to know, again, we all have that innate ability to heal ourselves. So we, in a different, let me backtrack for a second. Mainly what we're going to be doing is having workshops. And in those right. workshops, we're going to talk about different things. But some of the things that we'll be covering in those workshops is talking about Reiki. I know you've heard Lisa talk about that several times on her previous shows. We're going to talk about what Reiki is, you know, if people are attuned, set them up for those classes. We're going to just talk about the power of forgiveness because that's so important in healing so we can move forward, especially in our spiritual growth. Because once we forgive and let go, then God can just come in and just, you know, just do what he needs to do, and we can become the men and women that he has destined and created us to be, because we're all we all have a part. You know, it's, you know, you may know what your gifts are and what your role is, and you may not. So if you already know it, it only enhances. And if you don't know, well, guess what? You'll find out. So
that's
we're going to talk about those different things and understanding also our intuitiveness. I think we talked about that a little bit before, Lisa. We all have that gift of intuitiveness. You may call it your vibe, your gut, but we all have it. But how awesome is it when we realize that we have this and how we can exercise it and strengthen it so it can really become a part of us where it's second nature, where we will learn to trust it. So we're going to talk about a lot of those things and just introduce other healing modalities, meditation. I'm so excited because Lisa, I'm like really, really her cheerleader on her doing guided meditations and you know, she's going to put out some CDs. We're going to do some things on YouTube. So it's awesome. I mean, the sky is the limit. And I truly believe that, you know, her and I are so excited about it, but I don't even think we've seen nothing yet. So,
And
we're
our
excited.
Oils, we're going to have our own blended oils.
Now, healing essential oils. We're going to have healing oils centered on healing for different things. So, for example, if someone is having a hard time getting through grieving or depression or things like that, we're going to have healing oils incorporated to heal those certain aspects. And they will be infused with prayer and Reiki. So it's some really good stuff. So I know Lisa's going to keep you updated through her website as well. We'll continue. And her also will continue to give you information on any upcoming events. But we do know that our first workshop will be in March. We haven't set a date yet. But it will be in March, so we will have further information coming. So we're excited, and I know you can just tell.
Yes. I mean, that's good, and that leads us into our topic, actually, because I want to talk about the dream. And part of this show is dedicated to Dr. Martin Luther King, who, you know, his famous speech, I Have a Dream. And having a dream or a desired goal and what it takes for that to manifest itself, and you and I can speak to this tonight because we are starting a new venture together, but it's not something that came about overnight. We've actually been talking about this, believe it or not, for the last couple of years now.
Yeah.
And so now here we are. And we're doing the darn thing, you know. It's real, it's happening, and we are pushing ahead, doing what is already in us to do. And now we have a business / ministry, if you will. And I say ministry because that is what we do. We administer healing to the mind, body, and soul by allowing God to use us and using our training and the work we have already done. So tonight I want to speak to those who are listening to this program who also have a dream and a desired goal, and you may not know how to get started, or you may have started and you are feeling overwhelmed because nothing seems to be happening or moving the way you think it should. So if you're thinking about, and some of us even think about throwing in the towel and walking away because they're feeling frustrated and they feel like they just don't feel anything is moving. And I talk to a lot of people who feel that way, and I also talk to a lot of people who are afraid to even take the chance. Their fear comes from the fear of failure and rejection. You know, we get to the point where, well, what, you know, I don't want to ask because they might say no, or this person, well, they told me no, that they don't want to try. Well, I mean, so we're going to just address all of that. So, Angel, let's share a part. You've already shared a part of our new business, Phoenix Rising Alternative Healing. And let's just talk a bit about our businesses and where we are now as opposed to where we were when we first started out. And from that first initial push from our inner spirit to do what we do. So tell us, Angel, about the pull you felt when starting Angels in Disguises. And how long have you, has Angels in Disguises been in business? Let's start there.
Okay. Well, I got the call to do it in December of 2009. Literally, just was reading an article online news article, Associated Press. And it was just talking about the reporter had interviewed a doctor in a hospital in Pretoria, South Africa, and the title of the article was I can't remember the exact title, but it was how patients suffering from AIDS was becoming resistant to the drugs that they were given, and the doctor in the hospital was going through the different reasons why they become resistant, but they become resistant so quickly because over here in the United States or in the Western countries, we have so many different types of medications that can treat AIDS and HIV, whereas over in Africa, they're very limited. So they may only have three or four, and once they've gone through those three or four, it's done. So in order for someone to the body to become not resistant to the medication, they become resistant if they miss a dose because they have to take that medicine the same time every day. And so and several reasons can occur for the missing a dose. So they might be too sick and they might not have a family member that can take them. They may not have the money. They may not have the means to get there because, of, you know, Africa is very vast and it's a lot of villages or, you know, it can mean nothing like here. So it can be miles away where they live from, like, the city of Pretoria. So it's a lot of different, you know, reasons that would can occur to have someone not get the medication. So to make a long story short, when I read the article, and I read articles like this all the time, but this particular day, it just pulled at my heartstrings where literally I had tears in my eyes, and I literally cried out and just said, God, what can I do to help, you know, your people, my people? And out of nowhere, I mean, I'm telling you, Lisa, I wasn't expecting this. You know, it's just like how you just say something to God and you go on about your business. Well,
right.
And he said to me, you can raise money for them. And I'm like, okay, well, how in the world can I raise money? And then he says to start a nonprofit organization. So literally I kept going back and forth with him like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing. That is not my field. I am a recruiter in the staffing industry. I know nothing about nonprofits, how they work, raising money, blah, blah, blah. But then after, I kind of went back and forth, and then I said, you know what? I said, God, if that's what you're calling me to do, I'll do it. But where I lack, where I don't have knowledge or expertise, I ask that you just send me the people and the resources to help me. But I will do whatever it is that you have me to do. And once I just said it and put it out there, I just had this calmness. Like, you know, now I feel like I could just do whatever I wanted to do, you know.
Right.
So literally, so that was in December of 2009. And so I sent a letter. I was so, now I'm empowered, I'm inspired, I'm excited. I sent a letter to the doctors in the hospital at Pretoria. I sent different levels, letters
to the hospital of Pretoria, South Africa. Also, Facebook, the reporter that did the article trying to get information, you know, all of that. Well, no one responded to me. And I'm like, okay, God, I'm trying to help these people raise money. And they won't call me. They won't email me. They won't write me a letter. I even literally called the hospital. And, you know, I talked to someone there, but they told me whoever I need to talk to was not there because, you know, I think they're like 8 or 9 hours ahead of us. So, I mean, I was like, okay, so now my excitement level is like, you know, like, okay, these people, I don't want my help, you know. And I literally got this. And I was when I really just was like, well, you know, what is the point? And so, you know, my friend, I was sharing with him, and he said to me, well, let me ask you a question, Angel. He said to me, he said, well, when God put this in your heart to do, was it contingent upon you hearing from this hospital or these doctors, you know, for
okay.
you to specifically help them? And
right.
I said, no. He says, well, okay then. So he said, if it wasn't contingent, you still go ahead and you file your paperwork with the state so you can get incorporated. And he said, and you continue to do what you need to do, and if you don't hear from them, then you ask God to show you other ways. And I knew that was God speaking through him because it was just such a profound to me, you know, like
right.
all I could think about this one hospital, you know. So I went ahead. So in March of 2010, I filed my articles of incorporation with the state. And then mm-hmm. God had spoken to me to tell me to partner with established organizations that had the same passion, the same field that he had given to me until Angels in Disguises was at a level where, okay, now we can do things and we got this on our own. So that's how we partner with Gaia and then later on the Girl Child Network. So
right.
even though it didn't, because, you know, we have a vision of how mm-hmm. we want things to come about, and especially when we're excited. And Aquarians, we are very impulsive. We are like, mm-hmm. okay, bam, 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 and we want it to happen, and we want it to move. And when it looks like it's not really happening or all these little pit stops, and we're like, what? You know? And then we feel like, well, maybe I didn't hear right. Maybe this is not for me. Maybe, you know, and then so I'm saying all that to say,
mm-hmm.
don't get discouraged. Don't give up hope because it's not moving as fast as you want it or in the direction
right.
of what you want it, or you feel like you don't have the resources or the knowledge or you're not credentialized or anything that still makes you feel like it's hindering you from moving
yes.
forward. You do it. If it's in your heart of hearts, I don't care if it takes you 15, 20 years to get it to where the point, like, wow, okay, this is what I saw
yes.
15 years ago. It doesn't matter. It doesn't
yes.
matter. Just
yes.
do it, okay? Just do it.
Just
and don't
act like
get
a tennis
up.
Shoe and just do it.
Just do it. And then
yeah.
what's also mm-hmm. awesome about it, because God puts people in your life that help to push and motivate you, because he does that with me. And I will be honest, I've had times where I'm lazy. I let life
mm-hmm.
get in the way, and I push, you know, my business things, you know, to the back burner. But then I realized, well, you know, I can't do that, nor do I want to do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so when you have people around you encouraging you, praying for you, supporting you, and holding you accountable, because, listeners,
yeah.
Lisa is my accountability partner, I will tell you. So but it makes a difference, because life
yeah.
will wear you down, and you will get discouraged, and you will
yeah.
feel like this is not, why is it working for everybody else, but it's not working for me. So
right.
don't think that it happens overnight. And you know what? Guess what? It could.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you know, it's a lot of work, but it's not the work that, it's not drudgery work. You know what I mean? It's
right.
it's just. Yeah, when it's just in you. So I just say stay encouraged, whatever it is that you're empowered and passionate to do. And when those roadblocks come or you feel like you don't know enough, just ask, you know, your higher power, the angels, God, help me. Just, if it's your prayer, help me, period. That's it.
Yeah.
Exclamation
yeah.
point. That's it.
Yes.
Awesome.
And you know what I say, Angel, to that? That's a very good point because, you know, the simplest prayer for me is like just three little things. And I think I heard this, I don't know where I heard this from, but I was like, you know what, I like that. Number one, all you need to do is say, God help. That's one.
Yes.
Number two, say, God help me now. And number three,
yes.
Say thank you. You know,
yeah.
Because the thank you is very important because now you've sealed the deal. Now you believe that you're going to receive help. You know, but
yes.
You won't. You have not because you ask not. I say that
That's
all
right.
the time. You have not yeah. because you ask not. And sometimes, you know, we may ask in our head. We're saying things in our head, but you have to speak that thing out loud. You know, you have
exactly.
to speak to and put things out there, put them into existence, and your words will not come back to you void. That's why you always hear me say, be careful what you say out of your mouth. And that,
yep.
that's in your financial life, your spiritual life, your anything. Be careful what you say and how you are speaking to those things in your life because your word does not come back to you void.
Yes.
So that's one thing. And, you know, you said so many profound things, but one of the things I want to touch on is the things that you do, the things that you're passionate about, and I know all of my listeners know all of this already, you know, the passion is what brings you your joy and it's your purpose and all of that, but that's something that you would do for free. You love
yes.
to do it so much, and you enjoy the work so much that you would do it for free. And that's
yes.
when you know that you're on the right track, okay? You don't
exactly.
mind getting up in the morning and doing
yes.
this or doing whatever it is that you have to do in order to make things happen because you are enjoying it. Once it becomes
yes.
a burden, then either
yep.
A, you need to figure out a new way to do things, which sometimes is the case, or B, you need to stop
mm-hmm.
and find something else.
Mm-hmm,
because if
mm-hmm.
it's not bringing you joy, that's not of God. Because we
yes.
serve a God of love, and God wants us to have our heart's desire. He wants us to be joyful and happy. So if you're not joyful and happy in what you're doing, you need to stop and rethink that thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And that's just like with your business and even with mine. And I have done... Woo, you know, I'm the type of person where I just do what I feel as though I need, you know, I want to do. You know,
mm-hmm.
if it's something that's really, like, I've been inspired to do it, I do it. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
like, well, no, it's no hemming and hawing, no, figure out a way. And I always tell my children, where there's a will, there's a way. Where there is a will.
Yes. Yep,
there is
way.
A way.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because God will make a way out of no way.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, and as far as, and another thing I want to talk about is, I didn't do it on the first show of the year, but I want to make sure I don't leave out this month without mentioning, at the top of the year, I always put together my vision boards. And you've heard me talk about vision boards before, but I find vision boards to be so necessary now. I mean, I've been doing them for years, and it's just a part of my life now. And if you have not put together, first of all, if you don't know what a vision board is just a simple. You get yourself a nice piece of cardboard, and you sit, and with magazines or even pictures that you see on the Internet, you know, like it's almost like Pinterest. Pinterest
mm-hmm.
is your virtual vision board, but getting a piece of cardboard and sitting down with some scissors and some glue and some markers, it's nothing like sitting down and physically doing it. And those pictures that you see, it's like dreaming. You know, here's you have a blank canvas. So you just cut out whatever you see, whatever you want, and you're putting it out there. Now you're putting your vision out to the universe, and you're saying, okay, God, this is what I want. And when you do that, the doors open up and makes a way. I don't know if you want to call it magic, you want to call it God, whatever you want to call it, but it works.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a witness.
Mm-hmm.
I've had several things manifest off of several of my vision boards, and I know it's not over because I'm still breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
it's just going to continue to manifest and get better. So I do encourage you guys to get on that, even Google vision boards, just to get a better idea of what that is. Now, going forward, you know, a lot of times people, we do get discouraged, you know, and I want to talk about that briefly because, you know, time is just ticking away. But
I know.
when you, even though you have the vision and you have the desire. So those are the first two things that you need, okay? You need the vision.
Mm-hmm.
But you got the vision, the desire. Mm-hmm. The vision actually comes from the desire, but you have to have the desire. And then once the desire comes, you're like inspired. You continue, it's like a spiral. You just keep, you know, and then you ask, you pray over it and say, okay, what direction do I need to go? How do I do this? And so on and so forth. So then when you ask, you will receive, you know, whatever it is you need. It'll just keep coming to you. Now, here's the thing. You will get discouraged. There mm-hmm. will be days when you just feel like, what in the world? Okay, I feel like I'm running into this brick wall and I'm just bumping my head. Boosh, it just keeps mm-hmm. bumping and bumping. Or you don't feel, like you said earlier, you don't feel like things are happening quick enough and you're just getting tired because maybe you're investing, you know, most of us, you know, who are entrepreneurs, we invest in ourselves. You have to.
Right.
Anybody else going to invest
right.
in you? So you have to continue to find ways to get investment, you know, to invest in
mm-hmm.
your business. You pour money back in. And then sometimes you may not see that return as quickly as you would like.
Exactly.
But you're planting the seed. The seed has been planted. The seed has been planted. And I just had this conversation the other day, actually, with both of my kids at different times. But, you know, everybody now is out on their own, and they're both, you know, going after their dreams, and they're actually living it. You know, and sometimes
mm-hmm.
things do get a little, you know, you do get a little down and discouraged because you're working so hard and you want it to come, and it's like, boof, you know, we just want that thing. But one
mm-hmm.
thing I want to share with everybody, like you said, Angel, sometimes, you know, even though we're working it, sometimes it happens quicker for some than it does for others. And then that
exactly.
suddenly happens. And I tell people, you've heard me say this before, look in the Bible and count how many times it says you see the word suddenly, because that's
yes.
how God moves, suddenly. But if you
mm-hmm.
quit and if you stop, then you will never know when that suddenly is going to appear. You have
exactly.
to wake up every morning expecting a miracle, expecting something amazing to happen to you. You have to keep your mind, again, that accountability partner, find someone who believes in you, who will support you, you know, in this, because you're going to need support. You're going to
right.
need support. But this
right.
is an analogy I want to share with everyone that I believe it will help to encourage you even a little bit more, because we all get to that place. We all do. I've been there. If you've ever gone after something, you will get to that place, because there's
mm-hmm.
that thing again, and we did a show on resistance. Anytime
mm-hmm.
you have a dream, resistance is right next to it. So every time
mm-hmm.
you're walking in your dream, resistance is walking right beside you. So you can't,
exactly.
it's not going to disappear, but you have to know how to deal with it. You have to know
right.
how to just work that thing. So here's what I want you to remember. One of the things my father, in his wisdom, he shared, of course, so many different things with me, but one of the things he used to ask me when I was a little, you know, down or whatever, and he would say to me, he says, well, kid, you know, you could either sink or you can swim. You can sink or swim, which is going to be? And, you know, at the time when you're going through, you don't want to hear that. You just want to hear, oh, Daddy, please, just, you know. But no, yeah, you sink or swim. So I was like, okay,
mm-hmm.
fine. You know what? I'm a swimmer, Dad. I'm going to swim. So this, you know, and all throughout my life, when I would start to feel myself going through, those words, as well as other words, but those words would always come back to me. You're going to sink or you're going to swim. You want to sink or you're going to swim. And when I felt
mm-hmm.
myself sinking, here's what God gave me with that. It's like, okay, you're going after something. You have this dream. You've been working your fingers to the bone. You feel like you've done all that you can do. And in the words of Donnie McClurkin, when you've done all you can, what do?
Mm-hmm.
You just stand.
Mm-hmm.
So here we
mm-hmm.
go. You're in the water. If you're a swimmer, you know, you get tired, but you're swimming
yes.
and you're swimming. And you may be a little tired and you may be in the deep end, so what do? You start to tread water, right?
Because right.
you're tired. And then you just lay back and you float. So now
right.
you're laying back and you're floating on top of the water. Your arms are outstretched. You don't have to hardly move your legs. You're just laying there floating. And as you're floating, you're looking up at the sky, okay? You're looking up and it's like this beautiful sky. And here's a chance to commune with God. Here's a chance to know, first of all, God, I know you got me. I know that you're not going to let me sink. I know that I'm going to be floating on this water, and I trust you to carry me, Lord. I just trust you to be with me. Thank you right now. Just renew my strength and my energy, Lord God. And then the next thing you know, after a while, you're like, okay, whew, I got my breath. Then what do? Stroke. Stroke. You turn back over and you start stroking again. And you're stroking. And you may get a little tired again. Lay back. Float. And that's what we have to do in our businesses or anything else in life. You have to learn how to sometimes to say, okay, you know what? I need to lay back. And I need to know that God's got me. I trust and believe that everything I've done right now, that's it. I can't do anymore. So I'm going to renew. I need God to renew my strength, restore me so that I can move on. Give me the inspiration that I need. Stop trying to do it all ourselves. It's just not going to work that way. You've got to come back. You just got to lay back and relax and let God carry you. And once you feel like you're ready to go, you turn back over and you stroke, and you keep on stroking. But there are going to be times when you stroke, and it's going to be times when you rest. So just know that that happens with everybody. Nobody is exempt from that. Oprah Winfrey, as big as she is with all the money that she has to sometimes take a step back. You can't keep operating at the pace that you do. Now, she has, like, gazillions of people around her, to help make things happen. But even with all of the help that she has, she still has to take a step back. So if you're just starting out in your business or whatever it is that you're doing, find yourself a positive person that believes in your vision. And even if they don't quite believe in your vision, but believes in you. Someone that can continue to encourage you, to help to keep your mind and to keep you, because sometimes they may have to, hey, it's time for you to rest for a minute. Step back. You need to sit down. You need to, rethink this thing. Just come on. Just take a breath. Because I know every now and then my daughter will call me, and, this is her first time. She's been actually a year away from home now. And, she will get a little discouraged every now and then. She'll get the blues and she'll call. And I'll always say, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I will share with you something for you to think about. And, my thing is we all have to remember what we started out. What was the motivation for us to do what we're doing? Get back to that. Because if you don't get back to the initial push or the initial pull, then you're going to get lost and you're going to veer off that path, and it's going to take you longer to get back on. But if you stay focused on what that initial pull was, you will arrive at your destination. You'll get there.
Yes, you will.
And that's
for
every single person. Everybody. Cannot quit. You have to keep moving. And for those who are just sitting on something, and they, right well you should be doing something with what you're sitting on, that you've been pulled and you feel strongly about that pull, but you're afraid. You're afraid that you don't have what it takes. And Angel, you said it earlier. You're afraid that you lack the education or you lack this. And then you're afraid of, really what we're afraid of is what other people are going to say about what God gave you.
That's the bottom line. And I just wanted to, I'm sorry to interrupt you a second, but while you were talking, and you said something when you said, just don't ever stop, you just keep pushing. And I wanted to add, not only don't give up on your dreams and things like that, but life, and this is in my heart. If there's someone out there listening today who is just going through and struggling, and you just feel like, I'm tired of living, life is just not worth it anymore, and we've all been in that place, Don't ever give up. You keep fighting. because tomorrow is another day, and it's going to be a better day. Might not be the day that you want it to be, but it's getting closer to the days that you would want to have. So always keep fighting. Always have hope. You know, always have hope. So that was in my heart. I believe somebody needs to hear that. And God bless you, whoever needs to hear that, and know that Lisa and I are praying for you, and we love you, but more importantly, God loves you. And so just hold on and keep fighting. So I'm sorry, Lisa, I just had to
No, don't apologize, because that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If you are out there and you're going through something, like Angel said, you know, send us an email at info@yourdestinyawaits.net. info@yourdestinyawaits.net. And if we cannot encourage and help, then we will definitely send you to someone that can. So we don't.
Yes.
You're not alone. We never ever
you're
want you to feel
alone.
Like you're alone. As long as we're here, you know, we will do our best to either help you. If we cannot help you, we will point you in the right direction. So again, that's info@yourdestinyawaits.net. So Angel, that was excellent. Because you know, we a lot of times too, people do feel like they're all alone and that they're going through and that they're the only ones. Who has ever experienced what they experienced? But you would be surprised at how many other people have gone through exactly what you've gone through. And it may not be the same circumstances, but, you know, the same emotions. Because we're all, you know, even though we're spiritual beings, which I need everybody to really to grasp that, but we're also human at the same time. And I don't care how spiritual we get. You know, that human side of us, that ego, will rise up at any given time and will catch you off guard.
It will. Yes.
And it helps to have good people in your life to put you in check.
It really does.
You know.
And I wanted to also add this, too, when you were talking about, you know, having like people around you that are positive to support you, and even if they may not believe in the vision itself per se, but they believe in you. For people who feel like they may not have that or anything, another good source, if you can get with a networking group, or you could start one. I know meetup.com is a really good avenue. It may be already a group in your area where you could like, oh, wow, these are entrepreneurs. You know, the themes would be encouraging one another, networking. Or you could start up a group. You know what I mean? Because, you know, like you say, you're not the only one. They may have a business that's struggling, need some help, need some accountability, friends, things like that, networking. So that's a good avenue to do, too, is meetup.com. So I wanted to put that out there as well.
Yes, and you know, and here's another thing, too. If you're looking to do some volunteer work, Angels in Disguises Foundation could always use your expertise. Angel, do you have, they can visit the website. So, Angel, if you want to give that information out.
Yes, our website is www.angelsindisguisesfoundation.org. And I know it's a long one, y'all. But I had to use it because, can you believe, angelsindisguises.org, somebody had it. How cute that is.
I know, right? Now, do you have a specific email address that they can yes, we do. angelsindisguisesfoundation@yahoo.com.
Exactly.
So,
.com,
right. So
and if they go to the website, I believe they can, it's a comment page or something there, too. They can, you know, put a comment out there as well, too.
Yeah, because you can always, and I mean, you know, I'm a board member on with Angels in Disguises, and I know that when you find a cause that you believe in and that's worthy, like this one, this foundation, I mean, you know, the work that we do and what we are continuing to do and the, just the awesomeness that, you know, God has for this particular organization, you know, it helps to, you know, put yourself in a position where you can give back.
Yes.
And when you do that, the more you give, then this is really true. I'm not just saying this, you know, because it's like a cliche, but the more you give, the more you will receive.
Yes.
So if you're giving of yourself, you know, number one, you could, like, just be looking for something to do, you know, with somewhere where you can lend your expertise or whatever, and then you'll be surprised that, you know what, wow, you know, yeah, this is really helping me in my work.
Yep, exactly.
So we would love to have you. Again, that's angelsindisguisesfoundation.org. And the email is angelsindisguisesfoundation@yahoo. So just wanted to share that with you. And we would love to have you. We would love to have you. But
just email and say hello to.
Yes, say hi to us. This is our birthday week. Mine is on Friday. So during the week, I would love to just open up an email and somebody says happy birthday. That would just be so awesome, okay?
How awesome is that? Yes. All right, listeners, we're counting on you.
We're counting on you because we need to be encouraged as well,
right,
you know?
Exactly.
And I just wanted to share, too, in going forward, again, just remember, like, you know, we said, don't quit. You know, don't give up. Because as that bud is about to push up out of the ground, you know, that's when we get the most resistance. That's when things are about to break, that, like, when they break, the sound barrier is about to be broken, that's when the cockpit started shaking and he felt the most resistance, but he just kept pushing, until something happens. You know, you are a child of God. He gave you, he made you fearlessly and wonderlessly. So you have everything that you need to push.
Yes.
Until something happens. Yes. Make that
until
thing happen.
Until something happens.
So, Angel, you know, we're time is ticking, but I just wanted to.
Too fast.
I know. I wanted to kind of, like, put the Love Fest back out there, too, because
we're
also looking for volunteers to help with our Love Fest 2014. It's going to be our first one, and right now we're looking to hold it at the Centennial Park in Columbia, Maryland, so keep in, you know, stay tuned for details with that. But the Love Fest is just that. It's a Love Fest. We're going to be loving up on everybody. We want everybody, doesn't care what color, what religion, whatever, what your age, we want you to come out. It's going to be a day of singing, a day of laughter, a day of just sharing and letting each other know that, you know, you're not alone. You know, so it's just going to be a very, a day of communion.
Yes.
And
awesome.
We are really looking forward to that. And if you, you know, you want to be a part of that, again, info@yourdestinyawaits.net. So we got some work for you to do.
Oh, we do. We do.
For stuff.
Yes, we got it. We have it.
We will put you to work.
Quickly.
So, yeah. Yeah, how about that? Okay. So, now, is there anything else, Angel, that you wanted to touch on and share? Before we get down to the end,
I think we kind of covered just this, you know, just stay encouraged, and you know, and something else it just kept, you know, hearing over and over in my mind and my mom's spirit, because I'm thinking about her because tomorrow is my birthday. So and literally, I think before we came on the show, I call myself meditating. You know what happens when I do that? I fall asleep. But I did. But
right.
I was reaching out to my mom. But she always told me, anything worth having, you have to work hard for it. And so when we do have that gift, the business, the ministry, whatever it is, you know, and sometimes, yes, it might be a little easy, but most of the time it might be a little difficult to our standards. You know what I mean? If it's worth having, you know, you got to work hard for it. You know what I mean? But like you said, but it doesn't have to be drudgery. So what I mean is, like we say, you know, ask for the help. When it does feel like it's becoming too hard, ask for help. You know, ask God to send you the help. Ask your angels to send you the help. Then talk to your friends and your family. You know, hey, I need help. Would you like to help me? Do you know somebody that could help me?
you know. And but just ask, and it will come, and you will be surprised how it will come. And sometimes it'll come when you're not even expecting it. You done forgot about it, put out your mind, because you just made it a little frustrated. You're like, I'm just going to leave this alone for a day or two.
Yeah.
And bam, out of nowhere. And you're like, oh, my God. You know.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I was guilty of that.
Yeah.
I was guilty of not asking for help because I didn't want anybody to know that I needed help. I can do this.
Yeah.
I am superwoman.
Yeah.
Don't you know?
Exactly.
I don't need help. And and that was that pride, you know.
Exactly.
But we all need help. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, we all need help.
Oh, I'm not afraid or ashamed to ask now.
That's right. No man is an island, you know, and we were not created to be alone. That's why we're social beings, and we need one another because everyone is gifted and talented in their own individual way. So we welcome your gifts and talents. However way you want to utilize them with us, we are, hey, please, you know, call us, email us, you know. And then I just want you to touch a little bit, too. I'm hearing a lot this afternoon, Lisa.
Yeah,
The meditation, you know, we talk about meditation, but it, you know, and I admire you, Lisa, because you are a daily meditator.
Yeah.
And I get in my mood like, oh, I might do it for a couple days and then I'm out of the notion because I'm busy or what have you. But I admire that about you because you chart out time and it's like a part of breathing for you where like, oh, I've got to do it. And I would like for you to talk more about that because I think and meditation helps every aspect of our life, so it still ties into your dreams and the businesses and the entrepreneurship because it helps us to be more intuitive, to hear, you know, to have that all knowing. So talk a little bit about that, to how, you know. Look, I'm taking over
your show. No, that's good. That's good. Because I know I can remember a few years back. Oh, you crazy. I can remember a few years back when I first learned about meditation. Okay, you know how you hear about it and you hear about yoga and you hear about all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I was like you. You know, I would say I'm going to do it and I would start and I would stop because I wasn't really getting the full benefit. I wasn't understanding it. You know, I just didn't, it wasn't resonating quite, you know. And it was just maybe because I really hadn't fully set my mind up. But once I made my mind up, and I believe actually it was an inspiration because you know how you pray and sometimes, you know, even if you're still for a minute, you can hear. And it was like, look, you know, meditation kept coming into my space. It was like I would see it here and I would see it there. So I said, okay, there's something to this, and I really, really need to focus. And so once I did, there was no turning back because it just we get too busy. We're too busy in our lives. You know how we say time is so, you know, goes by so fast, and then you look up and your day is gone, just like the show. You almost feel like you started it and it's almost over, because time does move very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, we're praying. Prayer goes up. Prayer is for the asking. You know, when we pray, we're asking for help. We're seeking guidance and so on and so forth. Meditation is hearing and receiving answers. So if you really want to receive the answers, you need to learn how to be still, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And start off with 10 minutes, just 10, you know, every day. Wear no phone, shut your phones off, turn off the television, you know, just lock yourself away and just learn how to breathe. And what it does is, you know, you listen to your breathing. I did a show about that, you know, last year on breathing. You listen to your breath. You take deep breaths and, you know, you inhale, you exhale, you learn how to breathe, and you just listen because it's no mind. We have to, it's meditation is learning how to have no thoughts. It's getting rid of your thoughts. And just allowing the spirit to enter in. So you're not thinking about anything. You try not to think about it because thoughts will come in. But once a thought comes in, you go back to focus on your breathing. Or some people, you might hear some people say they chant or they'll go, they'll find a tone. So when a thought starts to come in, then you'll start that because now you're focusing on that one thing and your thoughts, you can't focus on two things at once. So the idea is to focus and listen to your breathing, focus on a tone. If you if a clock is in the room, listen to the ticking of the clock, whatever. And so it's to get rid of your mind, your thoughts. And once that happens, once you've achieved that, and then the spirit can come in and you can hear. A lot of questions are answered. A lot of things that you've been praying for start to come to you intuitively. And then it's like when you come out of it, it's the you get the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Because now it's like it strengthens you throughout the day. And anytime you want to have a question or you want a direction or anything, just stop and take that time to listen and to be still. So I'm working on some meditative guided meditation CDs that I'm going to be blending, or actually some meditative oils. There are certain smells that help you to get into that mode. So we're going to be doing a couple of those to help aid in the process. But it is one that I just absolutely, now that I'm into it, I just can't without it. And maybe one of these days I'll share with you one of my most ultimate spiritual experiences from meditation, but it took me a couple of years to get to that point. You know, but we got to start somewhere, right?
Exactly. Got to start somewhere. Exactly.
So, but thank you for that question. I mean, you know, when people come to our workshops, they're going to learn. We're going to I'm going to take you through some meditation practices so that when you go home, you know, you can do them for yourself.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, we are down to, I will leave you with this.
Oh, no.
I know, right? Well, I hope you can come back next week when we have Mr. Sanjay on. I don't want to wear out my welcome with you, Miss Angel, but I really appreciate it.
If I'm not on grandma duty, yes, I'll be.
If you're not on, she's a grandma, y'all. Can you believe it? I cannot believe it. If you saw how beautiful this woman and how young looking this woman, well, you would never believe she was a grandmother, ever.
Well, thank you.
But I think that's a blessing, you know, that is such a blessing. So... okay, so I will leave you with this. I want to once again share with you one of my all-time favorite poems by my spiritual sister and a woman that I admire and have the utmost respect for, Miss Marianne Williamson. If you want more miracles to happen in your life and you really want to know how to make that happen, if you really want to work on your inner man, then I highly recommend that you get the workbook, A Course in Miracles. I have taken the course myself and refer to the book often for motivation and inspiration. It has been a tremendous, tremendous blessing in my life. So this poem that you've heard me read before by Marianne was inspired, actually, by A Course in Miracles. And she is also an avid believer in its teachings, and she teaches from it as well. So here we go. Our deepest fear. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us. It's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, consciously give other people permission to do the same. And as we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show for this evening. Isn't that a deep poem?
Yes. Yes.
I just love that poem.
Yes, love it.
because sometimes we do tend to shrink back so that other people, you know, can feel better around us. But let me tell you something. When you've got a gift, when you've got a call, when you've been called by God in the ministry or whatever it is, you better not shrink. You better let your light shine, because that is what we are sent here to do, is to let our light shine. And if those people around you are afraid of your light, they have two choices. A, put on some sunglasses, or B, they can back away. But don't you back down from what God has for you. So, I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us. A shout out to my family who are always loving and supporting me, and also to my friends and colleagues in all of my social networking sites. And Miss Angel, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just can't thank you enough, girl.
You're so welcome,
and
thank
sharing
you for
your
having
wisdom.
Me.
Yes, for sharing thank your you. Wisdom. And I know that every business endeavor that you embark upon is already successful because the hand of God is just all over it. It's just all over it. So thank you again for sharing your wisdom and knowledge, because knowledge is power. And when we know better,
we
do
are
better.
Amen.
Also, thank you. Also, don't forget to stop by my website, yourdestinyawaits.net, to get some extra motivation and inspiration. And like us on Facebook at facebook.com/adatewithdestiny101. And follow us on Twitter at LYSE101. We will be back on Monday, January 27th, with our special guest, Olympian medalist Sanjay Iyer, at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. So, your mission, ladies and gentlemen, if you choose to accept it, is take the necessary time to do a true self-evaluation, seek God, and learn how to love yourself first, because after all, you owe it to yourself to know yourself. Once again, I'm Lisa M. Saunders, and thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio's A Date with Destiny. Peace and abundant blessings, everyone.